KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. When baseball finally back on the diamond after enduring 8 days of virus testing, hotel room service, and lengthy bus rides, the Miami Marlins scratched out a victory worth savoring following one final delay in their effort to return from a miserable coronavirus-induced hiatus. The Marlins found enough power and pitching within their vastly overhauled roster to beat the Baltimore Orioles 4-0 Tuesday night. Francisco Cervelli and Jesus Aguiar homered for the Marlins, who had their season halted after 18 players tested positive for COVID-19 following their opening series in Philadelphia. All the happiness that playing baseball brings was displayed when Cervelli slammed a 3-1 pitch from John Means over the left field wall to give Miami a 1-0 lead in the fifth. Players in the dugout cheered, and Cervelli saluted them as he rounded third and headed for home. Also Tuesday, Mike Trout homered in his first plate appearance as a father. Albert Pujols moved one step closer to Willie Mays on the career home runs list, and the Los Angeles Angels beat the Seattle Mariners 5-3. Trout missed 4 games while on paternity leave for the birth of his son, Beckham Aaron Trout. He returned with a solo shot to left center in the first inning on a day full of news for the Angels, as top prospect Joe Adell also made his debut. Pujols hit a 2-run homer later in the first for a 3-0 lead, giving him 659 for his career. That's one behind Mays on the career list. Jose Altuve and Carlos Correa hit solo homers. George Springer added a 2-run double, and the Houston Astros roughed up Madison Bumgarner in an 8-2 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Max Fried boosted Atlanta's depleted rotation, allowing only 1 run in 6 innings. Austin Riley hit a 3-run homer, and the Braves beat the Toronto Blue Jays 10-1. Stephen Piscotty hit Oakland's second walk-off grand slam of the year, and the Athletics beat the Rangers 5-1 Tuesday. Jose Berrios pitched 6 strong innings. Nelson Cruz had 3 hits, and the Minnesota Twins beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 7-3 Tuesday. That was a game briefly delayed when an unauthorized drone flew over Target Field. Jose Abreu hit a tie-breaking single in the 7th inning, helping Lucas Giolito and the White Sox edge the Brewers 3-2. Shane Bieber overcame 2 solo home runs to pitch into the 8th inning. Franmil Reyes hit a tie-breaking 2-run homer, and the Indians snapped a 4-game skid with a 4-2 win over the Reds. Austin Meadows got 2 hits after missing the first 10 games of the season with the coronavirus, and the Tampa Bay Rays stopped their losing streak at 5, beating the Red Sox 5-1. The Cubs overcame another shaky outing by closer Craig Kimbrell, but they beat the Kansas City Royals 5-4 Tuesday night for their 5th straight win as Jason Hayward, Jason Kipnis, and Wilson Contreras all homered. St. Louis Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina says he's one of the players on the team who tested positive for COVID-19. The 9-time All-Star revealed his results in a Spanish-language Instagram post. Soon afterward, the Cardinals issued a release naming 6 of the players who have tested positive. The others are infielders Paul DeJong, Edmundo Sosa, Rangel Ravelo, along with pitchers Junior Fernandez and Cody Whitley. The outbreak resulted in the postponement of the Cardinals' scheduled 3-game weekend series at Milwaukee, as well as a 4-game series with Detroit. They're scheduled to be back in action Friday against the Cubs. The Atlanta Braves placed right-hander Mike Soroka on the 45-day injured list following his torn right Achilles tendon and have designated right-hander Chris Russon for assignment. Soroka was the team's opening day starter. He had to be helped off the field after suffering his season-ending injury in Monday night's loss to the Mets. Well, there won't be fans, but there will be a track meet at Drake Stadium later this month. The Blue Oval Showcase on August 29th will be a one-day meet featuring professional athletes. Blake Bolden is director of the Drake Relays, which was canceled this year due to COVID-19.
It will be a world-class track and field event featuring elite athletes from around the world, but currently based in the United States, as a way for them to highlight their talents here in a domestic competition. The events will all follow USATF protocols with an emphasis on those on the track in sprints and hurdles and in the field that meet the low-risk requirements.
Bolden says the meet has been in the planning stages for several months.
At minimum, 5 months of planning, and based primarily on long-standing partnerships with elite athletes who understand and respect what we do here in Des Moines, having hosted the USATF championships each of the last 2 years, and the long-standing 110-year tradition of the Drake Relays presented by Extreme.
The scheduled events for the Blue Oval Showcase include sprints, hurdles, field events, and the USATF 1-Mile Road Championships. The competitions exclusively occurring inside Drake Stadium are ones deemed low risk by USA Track and Field. The USATF 1 Mile Road Championships, previously scheduled as part of the Grand Blue Mile races in April, will be limited to approximately 10 male and 10 female participants and will finish on the Blue Oval. Bolden says they're thrilled to host a meet like this in a year that they were forced to cancel the Drake relays. UNI officials have the go-ahead to create a team room for the Panther football team inside the Unidome in Cedar Falls.
To the extent there are corners in a round building, it will go in the northeast corner of the Unidome. It'll add between 120 and 140 seats, and that can be divided in two for offense and defense or whatever. It'll also serve as premium seating on game day and other special events.
That's Michael Hager, a vice president at the University of Iowa. The board that governs the state universities approved the project at its meeting in late July. Hager says the project will cost about $2 million and will be financed with private contributions.
There's no public funds, no general fund dollars going to this. It's entirely private gifts from generous donors will pay for this.
The Unidome was built in the mid-1970s and is the home for Panther sports as well as the Iowa High School football championship games. Minnesota Gophers wide receiver Rashad Bateman has opted out of the 2020 season amid concerns about the coronavirus. He will forego his remaining 2 years of eligibility to enter the 2021 NFL draft. Bateman posted a video on Twitter that he narrated in explanation of his decision. The university confirmed his departure, with Bateman called the hardest decision I've ever had to make in my life. The native of Tifton, Georgia, totaled 111 receptions, 1,923 yards, and 17 touchdowns over two seasons. Bateman was the third-team All-American in 2019. He won the Big Ten Conference Receiver of the Year award. In NFL news, the Detroit Lions removed Matthew Stafford from the COVID IR list, saying he received a false positive test result and drawing the ire of the quarterback's wife toward the NFL. The list was created for players who either test positive for COVID-19 or have been in close contact with an infected person. Stafford was listed on it Saturday, but the team said Tuesday his testing sequence for the pre-entry period was negative, negative, false positive, and then the next three tests were all negative. The team issued a statement saying Stafford does not have the virus and never did. NFL players who decide to opt out of the coming season must do so by Thursday afternoon. That's according to a person familiar with the agreement between the league and the players. There are also opt-out provisions for players who experience emergency or extenuating circumstances during the season due to the coronavirus. Another person with direct knowledge of the agreement between the league and the players' union tells the Associated Press that relief in the 2020 salary cap is being provided to 32 teams. In the NHL last night, Sebastian Aho scored twice in the third period, and James Reimer was strong in the net, helping Carolina beat the New York Rangers 4-1 and sweep their Stanley Cup qualifier series. The Nashville Predators stumbled in their opener but picked up a must-win game two last night in a 4-2 win over Arizona. Game three is tonight in that best-of-five series. Calgary Flames grabbed momentum back with the over the Winnipeg Jets with a 6-2 win last night to take a 2-1 lead in that series. Also last night, the New York Rangers Islanders rallied to a 4-2 win over the Florida Panthers and have a 2-0 lead in their best-of-five preliminary round series. And the Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Columbus Blue Jackets 3-0. Their series is tied at game apiece. In the NBA last night, it was the Dallas Mavericks beating the Sacramento Kings 114-110. Portland, a 110-102 winner over the Houston Rockets. The New Jersey, Brooklyn Nets beat Milwaukee 119-116. Also, Indiana beat Orlando 120-109. Miami over Boston 111-106. And it was Phoenix 117-115 over the LA Clippers. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.